This week on the Face Off Hockey Show, it's the week before draft, so we got another show Saturday. So you only get an hour, maybe hour and a half tops. We'll talk about the draft. We'll talk about things in Ottawa becoming clear and muckier at the same time. And some other crazy, crazy horse crap. Barry Trotz need a cap no more. How about that? Face Off Hockey Show right now.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Choose your command. You have chosen
the Face Off Hockey Show.
I mean, hockey is my life. I've got on hockey underwear right now.
The Face Off Hockey Show. What? With Scotty Waz. Sean O.
And a breakaway. They shoot the doors. There he
goes. And the P-Boys. Johnny and Mark with a C.
Yeah, baby.
Here's your host for the Face Off Hockey Show, Scotty Waz.
Hi, everybody. It's Face Off Hockey Show. Welcome. Scotty Waz here. You hear Lyle Richardson there in the background. He is joining us for this this truncated edition.
Even
and,
up.
And you'll also see Johnny P.
I'm back.
Snorting himself there. Looking ready to go. World Cup ready to go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering, am I supposed to take down the Stanley Cup now, or does that just stay there for another year?
Oh, that stays there for another year. You guys are the champions. You get to lord that over everybody. You proudly parade that bitch for a year.
It stays there definitely. You should also put some kind of Alex Ovechkin figure around it in order to create lifelike similarities.
And I expect to see a cup banner
if I can have like an Ovi bobblehead from the ceiling, like he's doing a keg stand into the top.
That'd be tremendous if we can work this out.
And you got to have a Stanley Cup banner when they finally print off the Capitol Stanley Cup banner. I expect to see that in the background.
Back to back presidents trophy now, right? In there.
Yeah, you definitely need a banner.
Yeah. No, Lyle. Back-to-back President's Trophy. That's what I'm saying,
yeah.
That's the back-to-back Southeast Division Champion.
Oh, my mistake. That's the old Capitals logo. That's right, yeah.
1999, 2000, and 2000, 2001.
And let's be honest, Lyle, that's a much more prestigious trophy than the President's Trophy.
Well, it is. It is. You know, yeah.
All right. Johnny, what'd you do in this short week? Cause we are doing, if you're listening to a podcast, we're doing this on a Tuesday because I fly out and have events on Wednesday. The Dallas Hockey History Museum is opening up at the Dr. Pepper Center in, Frisco, Texas. And Jen and I have been invited, also media members as well, all media members as well. So we're going to take that in Wednesday night. Fuck it. It's the draft weekend. So, we'll be talking again on Saturday.
Yep.
So we'll have that there. Johnny, your weekend.
We won a playoff soccer game.
Hey, there it is.
I had a shutout. But this, we've lost playoff playoff games where I've had a shutout in the past. So we won one. We get to play again next week. That was good. My golf game, kind of awful. But I was down in Ocean City all week. You can see I got some tan, a little bit darker than I was last week. You can see it real well here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a difference.
There you go.
My best score was 104, which a little high.
Wow. But,
Oh, well, I was drunk most of the weekend. I'm bringing in a Misfit Red for Barry Trotz. Pour a little out, maybe. And, pretty much most of my week, really. It was golf. It was, my shoes aren't showing up. They're not even shipping until Friday.
But
whoever Adidas Claus is really screwed me over giving Alan May his shoes early.
Look what you did, Adidas Claus. You fucked me again.
But I got a pair. They're on their way.
Cool.
So yeah. So short show tonight also because I need to sleep and then I need to pack tomorrow.
Yeah. I got a pack tonight. Oops.
Wish well, I was going to be down there with you guys.
Well, did you have anything? Your weekend was just basically fighting with your
Oh my lord. Yeah. They'll just, I won't bore you with the details. Suffice it to say, I had 48 hours in web hosting hell, but we managed to get everything sorted out. And now we're back up and running again. And actually so far, so good. Things are running, actually better than they were beforehand. Not that there was anything wrong beforehand, but. But, and you know, it's better now. And, yeah, just in time too. I gotta say, if my site was gonna go down, I'm actually glad that it happened this past Sunday, because honestly, it was one of those weird dead zone days right before, you know, the week of the draft leading up to the draft, because there was like nothing. If the Galchenyuk for Domi trade hadn't happened, I wouldn't have had anything to even write about for headline, for God's sake, for the weekend. There was like very little going on.
Russian man gives up silver. That's essentially would have been the headline.
You mean Ovi finally had to give somebody else the cup?
I think he had to give it back.
Yeah, he had to. Now it's got to be shared by, now it's got to go around and be shared by other members of the team.
However,
their cousin right removed. I here for C cup.
Ovi.
No, I already returned cup. This big shiny thing in corner that is my oversized tree stand.
My name is Oleg Salvechkin.
What we don't know though is that Ovi made a fourth cup made over the past 2 days, and he has it in his house right now still. Engravings and all.
Oh yeah. I got to tell you, I have not seen an NHL captain have more fun with the Stanley Cup after winning it than Ovi. And I mean, we've seen some captains over the years who like waited, like in some cases, their entire careers to finally get that moment. And Ovi's was just rocking it for a week. And, you know, it was great to see, man. It was like, yeah, you earn that. If you want to go and destroy your liver on a college style bender, dude, you earn that. As long as you're not breaking any laws or hurting anybody. Go hard, brother. You earned that shit.
I finally got to see the parade this week, actually. I think I watched the parade, after the show last week, like the actual full parade.
Congrats.
And one of the best parts about it is when Backstrom comes up and he said, finally, we learned how to play hockey like we know how to party.
Which could be the best line of the entire goddamn thing.
Well, as I said to you guys last week, you guys asked me, is like, if any other Stanley Cup, like, celebrations been like, and I said, no, this one, that one was unique. That one was especially unique. And like I said, I mean, you think back over history, you know, teams that waited like a very long time to win Stanley Cup, like Detroit in 97, they waited like 45 years or something like that. The New York Rangers, you know, 54 year drought until they finally won. Boston Bruins, 39 years and they finally won their cup, you know, like 7 years ago. But here was the thing. Those teams, they were original six teams, right? Mm. At some point in their history, they had won the Stanley Cup. You know, they had that history. They had cup banners hanging from the rafters. Yeah. Okay. They may have been decades ago, generation ago, but they had them, you know, this wasn't the same thing as what the Capitals had gone through. So, you know, yeah, that cup celebration was definitely bigger, brassier and bolder than anything I've ever seen teams do before. But you earned it, man. You earned that. Go for it.
All right. So. I tried this Ovechkin thing.
Oh no.
Boy, that was...
What's that Ovechkin thing you tried, Scotty?
So, let's just put it this way. At 35 years old, you should not stay up for 38 hours.
Oh no.
So...
Oh no.
Especially
at 35 and not in the same condition, physical condition.
Oh, or drinking condition, let's be honest. yeah, so... I decided to hang out with some friends, and we decided to get a little crazy, and we decided to, fuck it, we'll go all night. So, or at least to me and another, of course, the folk legend that is McCall was in town. So she makes bad decisions with me.
I might have to fly up there just to meet this person and then like fly home after a 3 day bender.
Yeah, she's fantastic. That's what it also is being, the hockey mom to college kids. you know, that helps too, because drinking's all around there as well.
Yeah, it kind of wears off on her via osmosis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's 23 too. So she's got much better.
That would also have a lot to do with it.
Not great.
The metabolism is much faster at that age.
Oh, absolutely. My Lord. Yes. I mean, look, let's be honest. We've all been there. We all did when we were in our youths. We could do 36 hours. No problem. We all did that at least once.
Yeah, no, I had to have Jen just push me into bed. She's like, stop it. You're not young anymore. So yeah, so Friday I woke up at 6, worked all day, then like Nicole and a couple other people were working at night. So after their shift, we met up at obviously Buffalo Wild Wings, because where else would you party? So went there, and then we all went to another place, Southgate, mini casino. And
are you actually like part of a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial? Is that why it took so long?
Highly possible. So yeah, we went there, and then McCall's like, well, let's go to your place and surprise Jen. The surprise we did is Jen's in bed, and here goes McCall just snuggles up next to Jen, and I'm just sitting there like, what's happening? Jen's looking at me like, what's happening? I'm like, I have no.
Who are these people?
Goddamn. Just go get your car and get you out of here. Cause I was in walking distance of everything. Don't drink and drive, kids.
No.
So after that, because McCall decided to sleep on the parking lot in my apartment area complex, staring at the scars and just singing and dancing and complaining along. Picked up her car, left, drove over to her boyfriend's house and sat on the patio till like 7 or 8. Called Jen at 9, woke her up. Said, hey, can we both go out to my dad's lake house? Jen's like, you're both adults. I'm thinking to myself, you should have said no. So I'm like, hey, it's party people. Woo. So we made the hour and a half to and from drive out to the lake in Minnesota. So that was fun. Lake life. I understand lake life a little more. That's
like interesting. Like a cabin?
Kind of a cabin. Database stop. Thanks for the heads up. Yeah. I don't know why it likes to just, yeah, screw it. Just do your databases whenever. Anyway. Yeah. So then come back and then like Jen, let's order a pizza. I need pizzas for some energy to watch wrestling. That lasted until about 8:30, and then she shoveled me off the bed, and I slept for 12 hours. Then I get a text the next morning. McCall's like, yeah, no, I didn't go to bed till like 5:30. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you were up for like 40 hours. Like, yeah. I'm not going to be young again.
No, even at 23, that didn't occur to me.
Oh. Yeah.
So you're just pounding water now? Are you
training for this weekend?
Are you pre-hydrating for this weekend?
Yeah, essentially going to get a camelback and have that and go throughout the whole weekend like that.
There you
Holy
go.
Shit.
Thursday
gonna be hot
of,
as the,
oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, Maryland's about the same hotness right now.
Yeah, we're about in the mid-80s here. So I'm...
Jesus. Yeah, we're
and dry, so that's not gonna be fun.
Yeah, it's just stopped. It just stopped snowing for a while.
Yeah, seriously, we like I said a couple of weeks ago, we had wet foot. We still had a couple of frost warnings last week, and we got it. Like, oh, farmers are not happy up here right now. They are not pleased.
I'm sure they're not.
Anyway,
no. So that was my weekend.
Don't have frost. No, anyway, yeah,
that was my weekend.
Wow.
You had yourself a weekend.
You definitely had yourself a weekend, Scotty. Yeah, you did.
All thanks to McCall, because she is my partner in crime, drinking-wise. Because both are significant others. Jen doesn't drink, so she's out. And her boyfriend, John, is like trying in peak condition, and he's doing a camp this year for an unnamed NHL team. So he has got to be in peak physical condition for that.
So definitely no drinky poos.
So no benders for him.
No.
In any case, that's how we get to this time. Here we are.
Is this the injury report now?
I almost the emotional roller coaster ride that Washington Capitals fans felt after Barry Trotz has stepped down. Now, apparently, and I was surprised that no one leaked this before, or if they did, they kept it really under wraps. Once Barry Trotz won a cup, it triggered a 2-year extension to his contract.
It
which
could
I
have
had,
triggered, yeah.
I never even thought that was a possibility.
No.
And then, well, and then
nobody
behold,
knew. Nobody knew about this. Yeah. That's the thing about coaches' contracts. They tend to be pretty super secret in most of the details, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing was, I mean, on the upside, you're like, whoa, what's wrong with that? 2 years? And then you find out, oh, but it was only for an extra $300K a year. And that was not happening.
Yeah, but so I have so many questions on this.
Please.
So it's in the contract, right?
Mm.
That was it one of those things where he was just like, oh, whatever, throw it in there. It's not going to happen anyway. I mean, like, like, well, at what point did you look at the contract and you were like, okay, 2 extra years, cool. I'm only getting a $300K raise for winning the Stanley Cup. Like, I feel like that should have been done like 4 or 5 years ago and not right now.
To be fair, are we at the point where coaches' contracts have gotten so high that he was probably at the high end of that.
Yeah, at the time. At the time, but
maybe that's it.
But Mike Babcock got that huge deal, and it's just the way, it's the same way as the way player salaries escalated. You know, one guy gets a mind blowing deal, and hey, you know, then you can turn around and go, hey, listen, I know this guy won a Stanley Cup 10 years ago. You know, look at me now. You know, two President's Trophies back to back, and now a Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. That's worth at least as much. You know,
yeah, and I'm also not saying I'm not saying anything bad about Barry Trotz. Because he deserves to cash in just as much as any of the players do.
Absolutely.
So if he's not going to get his money, he can go somewhere else and get it. That's awesome because he deserves stability, he deserves money, and he deserves to be able to take care of his family just like anybody else would. This might be his big contract.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, from what I read about my understanding of it, and maybe something else has come up since then, so please feel free to correct me here if I'm wrong, but my understanding was it wasn't money that was the issue on his next contract. Yeah, it was term.
It's always size.
And the Capitals weren't willing to invest for as long as he wanted, which apparently he wanted a 5-year deal. Was that what I heard?
Five over five is what I heard.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing too. Yeah. And they said, listen, we have no problem giving you $5 million a season, but they were thinking of 2 years, you know, and a couple of, you know, two, I think maybe three. And to go for five, they were just like, no, which if you're the Capital, listen, I can't say I blame them because yeah, you can give the guy, you know, the big money and all that. But I mean, we all know at the end of the day, coaches are hired to be fired, as they say, you know, if the Caps turn around and excuse my French, they turn around and they're dog shit in the next 2 years and they figure, well, you know, mate, we need to shake things up now. They're not listening to Barry anymore. We need to shake things up. Well, do you really want to fire a guy who's 2 years into a 5-year deal that's worth $5 million a pop? You know, of course not. So I can understand from the Capitals side, but you know, they've got an excellent replacement sitting there in Todd Reardon.
Yeah.
The assistant coach. So I think they'll be fine.
I wholly hope that the idea because the name I keep hearing, Lyle. Ah, boy. The name I keep hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Dan Bielsma is a name that popped up immediately. And I'm like, please no, please stop with the Dan Bielsma.
No, the latest word
why
that I've heard about.
Reardon get it.
Pardon me?
I don't know
why wouldn't it be Reardon?
Well, yeah, I mean they've been grooming him a long time. He's well respected and well liked in the room. But to your point about Dan Bielsma, the word that I've been hearing is Detroit as an assistant coach, not coming to Washington.
And that's my thing. He has to prove himself now because that whole Buffalo fiasco did not.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the Buffalo thing, you're right, that did not end well. So, yeah.
I can pose to the group here. I didn't realize this shirt looked very Mexican. It's like Mexican soccer jersey.
Racist.
Almost. Sorry. But
whose computer might be scanning?
How much of the Capitals' run can we pin solely on Barry Trotz, or is this one of those situations where Trotz, like, was the player person who got everybody to get their shit together and play for him, but it was actually all the assistant coaches who were doing the in-game transitions and that kind of thing.
And that was, that's my thing too, is that who does number two work for? Because the amount of time that these broadcasters spent saying, oh, look at how Blaine Forsythe is running this. Look at how Lane Lambert has been, been doing this with his defense. Like, it seems like all the ancillary coaching characters were the ones that were being really profiled, and Barry Trotz was kind of just there almost this season.
Well, I think it's a lot more to it than just Barry Trotz just being there. I mean, you guys know that, I mean, players will go through a wall for this guy.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it was that way. That's the reason why I was in Nashville all those years, is because he inspires tremendous loyalty and determination from his players. The fact that the Predators kept coming up short on his watch wasn't because he was a lousy coach. It was because the Predators throughout all those years lacked sufficient depth to beat the big boys. You know, with the Capitals, I think it was more of a psychological thing. The previous 2 years, I mean, it was obvious the Capitals had the depth, but the problem was like they said, they had the talent, but they were getting beat, as I said, by smaller, faster players, and they had to adjust their roster. And, you know, I think Trotz along the same line kind of had to adjust his game plan too. But by the end of the day, I mean, the players still really liked Barry Trotz. You know, you didn't hear any discouraging words coming out of the Capitals dressing room, or no, there was no whispers of Barry Trotz, you know, that the players were unhappy with Barry Trotz. I never heard anything like that coming out of the rumor mill regarding Washington, that, oh, the players weren't happy or anything like that. So, you know, I mean, Trotz relied very heavily on his assistant coaches, as they all do, but, you know, some more than others. But yeah, but I think it's just a sign of a good coach as well, that, hey, you know, you trust your lieutenants to let them run what they're, you know, designated to run their way, and trust them to do the right thing. And you basically take care of the overall.
Yeah. So Barry Trotz is kind of the manager, the Buck Showalter, but better, much better.
much better. You got a championship show for it.
Oh boy. Oh, Buck. here we go. Barry Trotz, obviously newest New York Islanders coach.
It certainly looks that way. He hasn't been hired yet, but you got to figure that, well, that's all the talk right now, is the Islanders would be at the top of the list, but Trotz,
what other reason is there to be in Newark's airport?
But Trotz has given no indication of what he's going to do. So, you know, I would think
couch.
You'd think he's earned that. Yeah, but
he never told anybody he had a 2-year escalator clause for winning the Stanley Cup.
So how do we know? But no. You got to figure, though, if he's available, man, Lou Lamoriello is had his number on speed dial. I mean, even before this happened, when he started hearing whispers, he had to be. If he doesn't, then I don't know what's wrong with Lou Lamoriello, because, yeah, you know, Trotz would be the obvious choice.
We don't have that kind of time to figure out what's wrong with Lou. So there we go, Barry Trotz. Thank you for all you've done. I don't think it looks bad on anybody. I mean, Barry Trotz is going to want his money. The Caps don't want to get into a 5-year.
No,
absolutely not. So that I can see why they're doing it. So
I think it's going to Todd Reirden as his replacement, and I think he'll do a fine job there.
And I honestly think that was the plan all along. Yeah. Even if he won, so. Yeah. Not too concerned. All right. Patreon pick. Ladies and gentlemen, Patreon, we thank you very much. We appreciate you. Patreon.com/FaceOffHockeyShow. And we got some things and some stuff. We put two things out there. If you're at the tier, we're good to go. If you like Brian or Damon or Mark or Trista or Sean or Angela or Mitch or Chris or Ethan or Matthew, Patreon.com/FaceOffHockeyShow. Two options I gave: the best coaching/location options that are out there, or expectation of draft this weekend. Draft weekend was the winner. My expectations, a lot of events going to happen. More than usual that we're going to. That Jen and I are going to, at least.
Right.
One more thing. That's why we're not doing a show on Wednesday, because that's what we have to do.
Yeah.
So there's that. But Vile, it seems that, and we're going to kind of jump into this a little too, a lot of the trades happening already. Like we mentioned, Max Domi to Montreal for Alex Galchenyuk to Arizona. And then Mike Hoffman in the 75-player pick deal that happened that ended him in Florida. Who else on the board are we going to see the rights to John Tavares be dealt? let's freaking go right at it.
Just go for it. Just
how,
go right
how
at
it happened.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you right off the bat, the whole thing with Galchenyuk for Domi, I think that could, in a way, set the table for a Max Pacioretty trade. Because we know the Canadians desperately need a scoring center. Domi is a left wing. He did play center last year, but that's not his natural position. So hey, if you're setting up to trade, Max Pacioretty, why not bring in another Max factor to replace him? See what I did there. But seriously, I do think that this could set the table for Pacioretty getting dealt for a center, and it may be happening this week, leading up into, and perhaps even during the draft weekend as a possibility.
Who won the trade?
Right now, I think it's too early to assess that. Honestly, I know a lot of people right off the bat. Montreal,
no, Lyle, no. No one would be that knee-jerk.
No, of course not. Oh, Montreal lost that trade. Another rotten trade by Bergevin, who's trading away all our good guys and getting peanuts back.
Which, let's be honest, it could be, but it's too early to tell.
Well, that's the thing, but the thing is, you know, people keep pointing at, oh, Galchenyuk's a 30 goal scorer and Domi only had like 9 goals in each of the last 2 seasons. Oh, he's bloody horrible. And it's like, okay, well, first of all, I seem to recall that a lot of those people who this weekend were praising Galchenyuk as this prolific 30-goal scorer seem to be forgetting he only hit 30 goals once. That was back two seasons ago. He's often been criticized for his inconsistency. Galchenyuk has plenty of talent, but he, you know, has been criticized as being a streaky scorer, as somebody who's, you know, kind of stubborn, doesn't want to, you know, play more of a, you know, more of a defensive role, or at least improve his defensive part of the game. And whereas Max Domi, yeah, but two things. First of all, he's a playmaker. And he had a 52-point rookie season 2 years ago. The reason why his production dropped in his sophomore year was, hey, he missed 23 games with a hand injury, which will definitely affect your stats. And last season, he and everybody else on the Arizona Coyotes had a horrible first half. The first 2 months of the season, they were god awful. There was only a couple of players who were really pretty good, Clayton Keller being one of them. But the rest of the team just, if they could find unique and interesting ways to lose, they could. But then they turned it around in the second half of the season, and that included Domi, who in the final 20 games of the regular season, 18 points. So, you know, I think that, people who are running this trade down is totally lopsided in favor of the Coyotes. You may want to dial that back a bit and just kind of, let's just give a fair assessment. The one thing I will agree on is that this was a trade involving two players who needed a change of scenery.
There we go. That's about right.
Yeah.
pick wise, obviously Rasmus Dahlin going to be the dude. Mm-hmm. He is the guy that is up, all up on this whole thing. After that, interesting. It gets a little interesting. Because no one knows what the hell. Everyone's, you know, touting Oliver Wahlstrom from the development program. Brady Tkachuk is a guy who could go very high.
Zadina started to fall.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Philip Zadina from Paul Fox.
He was considered the de facto number 3. And now, like, there's talk that he might even drop out of the top 10. And meanwhile, it's the Finnish kid with the long-ass name that starts with K. Help me out. I just forgot.
Finnish center. Kotkaniemi.
Thank you. Yeah. He's been charging up there. So there's talk that he could go top 5, maybe top 3. Montreal could set their sights on this guy. So.
He's not French, though.
That's true.
Doesn't have to be. They love their Finns in Montreal. Remember, Saku Koivu.
It's true. The Finland really is the French Canada of Europe.
Finland.
Lyle, I will go so far as to say, because just so many guys, deepest draft ever. Not gonna, no word of a hyperbole.
Let's see. I still say the 04 draft. The 04? Thing for 04. Getzlaff, Richards, Perry.
03.
03. Okay. Yeah. No?
Was it?
Hang on. Let me find out. You may be right.
Because I want to say it's 03.
Maybe crazy.
just maybe a lunatic you're looking for. Hang on. 03 was Stahl, Brown, Vanek, Horton, Getzlaff. Yep. No, you're right. No. Yeah.
Yep.
Getzlaff. Well, that was that draft. But what was the 2004 draft though?
Ovi and Malkin. Good one, John.
That was in Ottawa, right?
Okay. No, that was in Carolina.
Yeah.
Top five: Ovechkin, Malkin, Cam Barker, Andrew Ladd, Blake Wheeler. Going even further.
Yes, of course, that's right.
That was also the Jeff Schultz, Mike Green draft as well.
Yeah, what a great draft.
That's right, because I remember that draft because that's the one where that was the one where Montreal had the 10th pick, and I was so hoping they were going to get Ryan Getzlaff, and they took Kostitsyn, and I remember just screaming at the TV. No! So that one was the best draft. But
all right, there you go.
There you go. I don't know. That draft had a lot more buzz to it than this one. I'm not saying that, every draft tends to be like really hyped, but this one's
been very quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's no, I mean, Darlene, yeah, but not really as I guess you could say as sexy as having a Connor McDavid and Jack Eichel and Austin Matthews,
It's a better all around.
Son is in it.
Michael Jake Pavanka is in it. You are correct.
So two guys I'm
looking after is Johnny Tychonic from Penticton. He's going to be a freshman at UND and my new favorite player, just because if he does this when he scores, I'm going to love him. JBD, Jacob Bernard Docker out of Okotoks. 20 goals and 41 points from the blue line in the Alberta Junior League last year.
Oof. I'm still interested though to see what Brady Tkachuk's gonna. A lot of the word that I'm hearing about him is that he could actually be the best skilled out of the Tkachuks.
The best Tkachuk?
Dad. Yeah. I've actually heard that said about him.
Stay away from the buffet table, son.
Yeah. I don't think he'll ever beat Dad in an eating contest, but
Those wings are fantastic.
Yeah. But Keith Tkachuk was a classic power forward and,
young
Matthew, I mean, doing pretty well for himself, kind of a smash mouth type hockey player out there in Calgary. Good, American boy playing a Canadian way, as Don Cherry would say. But, Brady's supposed to have the better all around skill set. So, could be interesting to see how he pans out.
Oliver Wahlstrom's still the guy that a lot of people looking at as the very underdog pick on this. 6 foot 205 NHL ready, 40 goals in 54 games of the development team.
How's the foot speed on
very that quick. I've seen this kid. He is quick.
Good. Because that's
first,
the one
good first jump too.
That's the knock about the Finnish kid. The young Finnish center there was moving up. Everybody raves about his skills, but they said his speed could be a bit of an issue. And that's the only thing. If Montreal's going to pick him, the only thing I'd be leery about, because let's hope that this is just something that for him improves as he grows. Because if he doesn't, then that pick could really come back to haunt him with the NHL getting faster and faster now. So.
What about his wingspan?
Yeah. What about his? That's a good wingspan.
He's got a fair bit of height.
Got a good wingspan.
Good wingspan.
Good wingspan. That's a good wingspan. That's a good wingspan on a boy. Where is Jeremy Duchesne? I'm trying to think here. I'm trying to find the Maryland kids who've played in the NHL. Technically, Maryland kids who've played in the NHL. Because we could be up. Oh, Jeff Brubaker was sixth round in 1978.
Mm.
Jeremy Duchesne, fourth round in, what year was that? 2005. Jamie Fritz, undrafted. Patrick Giles, currently of North American Skaters, is listed. Where are you, son of a bitch? Just saw you. Oh, 47th of American North American Skaters. 6'4", 203. Obviously, the tallest kid in the draft, I believe. Unless there's like some 8 foot Slovak I'm not seeing here.
I'm so looking forward to the day when that happens, when there's an 8 foot Slovak.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. So Patrick Giles could be the highest drafted Maryland player Maryland-born player in the history. So we'll see where that goes.
I'll tell you another kid I'm keeping an eye on too is Noah Dobson, the pride of Summerside PEI. He was ranked in the Central scouting. The final report was as the fifth best North American skater. I am expecting him to go in the top 10. There are several teams there that could use a good mobile puck moving defenseman, and he's actually pretty good, you know, defensively as well. But yeah, he's got a really good puck moving skill. Played a key role in the Acadie Bathurst Titan, winning both the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League President's Cup and the Memorial Cup. So there, but yeah, I would not be surprised to see him go. You know, maybe. Maybe as high as fifth overall. If he does, he'd be the highest, as I said before, he would be the highest in the first round since Brandon Gormley went, I believe, 13th back in the 2014 draft. Something like that. Anyway, not that long ago. Because I know Gormley was the last one who went the first round. 13th, 2010. So I was only off by 4 years. There you go.
Close.
So close. I was in the right decade.
all right. Our expectation for the draft, expect no expectations. Cop-out answer. What do you expect? We'll talk more Saturday, and that'll be a fun time.
I expect a lot of World Cup.
Yeah, there you go. Johnny's all about that World Cup.
Oh, so am I. I'll be keeping an eye on that, too. It's one good thing I learned about my...
I expect at some point over the weekend, my Tito's and Sprite and Leahy's Grey Goose and Sprite are going to get mixed up.
I say that's one good thing I like about my Android, my little Android TV box there, because it has a lot of links to soccer, to European football, which all happen to be covering the World Cup this year. So my mornings are friggin' awesome again. Yeah, this puts me in mind so much of the South Africa World Cup, because that was great. The game started up first thing in the morning just as I got up to start my work. It was fantastic.
Nice.
So I couldn't get the sound of vuvuzelas out of my head for a year, but there you go.
All right. Other news. Dave Tippett was hired as senior advisor of the Seattle Your Name's Here.
Soon to be head coach of the Seattle Your Name Here.
Essentially.
Mm-hmm.
More drama in Ottawa, kind of less drama. First off, assistant GM Randy Lee was suspended by the team after assault and harassment charges of a bus driver in Buffalo during the combine.
My God.
It was not
good. Why does all this stuff happen in Buffalo? This Patrick Cade.
Hey, you know what? That's not.
We all went to Buffalo. Nothing. If anything was going to go wrong there, by God, it would have happened when we were in that town, and it never did. I like Buffalo.
Buffalo's all right.
Buffalo's a nice town. It looks like for a war zone. It looks nice.
Half of it's nice.
You know, the people were. I really like the people.
The other half, I think they got to develop a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then Mike Hoffman denied he and his significant other did anything wrong. Then he was subsequently moved today. On
the game of hot potato. Mike Hoffman, hot potato.
Mike Hoffman going to the San Jose Sharks, then going to the Florida Panthers. It breaks down much like this. What? Huh? Nobody, he cyberbullied someone. Oh. That's how it went. No, Mike Hoffman got dealt to San Jose for Michael Bodker.
Yep.
And a pick.
A pick. Correct? And a young defenseman named Bergman, who spent the last three seasons with
Ingmar Bergman.
The Barracuda.
Noted.
Known by Ingmar Bergman. Yes.
Noted producer.
Julius Bergman is his name. Spent the last 3 years with the, Barracuda.
San Jose then San Jose then traded Mike Hoffman to Florida because Ottawa wasn't supposed to trade it in division.
Mm-hmm.
San Jose got
three picks.
4,000 draft picks.
No, just three. Just three. 300.
It seemed more.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It seemed more because there was like conditions.
Yeah.
So
the highest
now,
one I think was a second rounder in next year's draft and a fourth in this year's and another and a fifth rounder in 2019.
All right, hold on.
I'm too lazy to look it up now. Sorry.
I'm looking at it. Here it is.
Memory. Okay.
So, San Jose Sharks acquire Mike Hoffman, Cody Donahue, and a 2020 fifth round pick from Ottawa for Michael Bodker, Julius Bergman, and a 2020 sixth round pick.
Cody Donahue.
Donahue,
the pride of the ECHL's Brampton Beast.
Did you say 2026? Oh.
2026
sixth round.
Yeah, sorry, pick. I should have spaced that out a little more.
Then the Florida Panthers 2026 round pick. I was like, holy crap!
That's a long draft.
This is OHL quality. By the way, also according to the NHL.com trade tracker, the Florida Panthers
change their name to Florida Panthers now.
League doesn't care about them. The Florida Panthers acquired Mike Hoffman, a 2018 seventh round pick. For a 2019 sixth round pick, 2018 fourth round pick, a 2018 fifth round pick, and a 2018 Suzuki. Anyway.
Suzuki Jeep. Yeah.
Oh, you mushmouth.
That was so much funnier.
Oh, it was going so good. You had the rhythm. You had it set up for the payoff, and then
I was in between Subaru and Mitsubishi, and it came out that dog shit.
That was really close to Suzuki, though. It sounded like you were going with Suzuki.
It did.
I was too. I was all over the place.
Suzuki, they got him as well. Wow.
Wow.
Well, they need a slap hitter on the left side.
There you go.
So, so Ottawa's going down in flames. What more can they get rid of there, Lyle? Is there anything else they can get rid of more?
Eric Karlsson.
There we go.
The talk is already that they're listening to offers now. That's the talkity talk. And your Vegas Golden Knights. Now nobody knows for certain that the Vegas Golden Knights are talking to them or among the teams they're talking to, but that's the team that's the most speculated because of course they tried to get him at the trade deadline and they got plenty of cap space. They also have lots of prospects and some young players, though the Senators wanted Cody Glass as part of the return. And that's the reason why the deal thundered in at the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if, you know, I really don't know. Would McPhee go for it? Would he actually look at it? We came so close this year. If we've got Karlsson and we can lock him up for 8 years, geez, maybe it'd be worth it giving up a guy like Cody Glass. I don't know.
As a Capitals fan who's seen George McPhee do his best, there's zero chance he does this.
Yeah, so if he's trying I don't to turn think he a new
leaf,
so. Yeah.
He goes for it. Is this a contract year for him?
Karlsson's entering a contract year. Yeah,
no,
but they can sign him if they acquire. But if they acquire him now, they can re-sign him to an extension, which would be for 8 years.
McPhee, I think you mean.
No, I was just joking because the only time McPhee brought in anything was Kevin Shattenkirk when he was on his way out.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
True. It is really early to get Eric Karlsson. All right. Toronto Marlies.
Right.
Your Toronto Marlies won the Calder Cup in 7 games over the Texas Stars. Also, Toronto moving and shaking in their minor leagues, leaving the Orlando Solar Bears, but gaining the Newfoundland Growlers. Congratulations, Diabetes. Also, Håkan Loob was named Calgary's head European scout. Håkan Loob, everybody.
Håkan Loob, one of their stars from their cup run in 89.
All right, Lyle, real quick before we get to a very fantastic haha, fuck you. Jimmy Hayes, Milan Lucic, either of those guys move at the draft?
Lucic, I would not rule that out. I would not rule it out. There's still lots of talk kicking around. The Oilers are confident they might be able to find some. Thing is, the Oilers do not want to do this as a salary dump. They want a quality player back return. But, you know, if you're going to do this and you want a quality player back in return, you may end up having to absorb part of Lucic's contract. I'm not sure how they can make it work. But Lucic is a full no movement. But the word is that he is, you know, kind of willing to give his blessing to this. But the one thing though that's quite interesting to point out, Mark Spector, no relation to me, but I call him Cousin Mark, or you know, because of the whole Spector thing. But anyway, we good natured thing we got going there. But anyway, he made an interesting point though that if you were looking at trying to trade Lucic off to a team that's got a ton of cash, this is a Nathan Horton thing where you know you're just absorbing the contract, but the players not. Lucic will be showing up in the fall expecting to play a top six role. So that could kind of make things a little dicey for teams. But then again, you know, you can never overestimate, you know, the ability of some general managers to overvalue, you know, players who could be in decline. So I don't think it's a certainty that Lucic could go, but I'm not ruling it out. I'm not ruling out the possibility that he gets dealt.
Five more years. Milan Lucic, $6 million. Full no move, until, 2022. Submits a list of 8 teams he can be traded to. July, and then last year of his contract, it's a modified no trade for 10 teams. So,
but he can agree to waive his no movement though. And like they said, the word is that, yeah, he's, you know, because listen, if Lucic wasn't willing to go, there wouldn't be any of this talk going on, you know, that all the Oilers are, you know, kind of sniffing around, seeing if they can find any deals. So you got to figure he's got certain teams that he'd be willing to go to. I don't think he wants to go to another Canadian market. The one thing we do know for sure, the Montreal Canadiens reportedly not interested.
Shocking. Shocking indeed. all right, Lyle, any other hot rumors as we go into draft weekend that are really going to be something you're going to be looking forward to going into Friday and Saturday?
Keep an eye on Carolina Hurricanes. Change is coming there. Jeff Skinner, his name has come up a lot in the last 2 weeks. He's another one, full no movement clause, but the expectation is he could waive it to go to a contender, and also keep an eye on Justin Falk as well. He could be another defenseman. I keep hearing Noah Hanifin's name popping up, but I'd be really surprised if the Hurricanes did that. You know, the kid's got a ton of upside, whereas, you know, with Justin Falk, it's like, yeah, I think if you get a chance to move him, do it. You got enough good young defensemen there. So keep an eye on the Hurricanes. I think they're going to be making one or two major moves by this weekend.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for the taste sensation that's sweeping the nation, and it's called Ha Ha Fuck You. The last time Face-Off Hockey Show was at a draft, all-inclusive of the three hosts. Johnny, do you remember?
Was it Minnesota?
No, I'm not talking about all. I'm not including Lyle. I'm talking about you, Mark, and myself.
No.
Oh, yeah. L.A.
The original three amigos.
No, not L.A.
More recent than L.A.
Was it
the 2015 draft?
Billy. 2015
was that one?
Well, that was 2014.
Okay.
2015 was Flo Rida.
That's right.
Mark was married that year, so he saved up for that.
Right.
And yeah, me and Lyle, you and I went the 2016 in Buffalo.
Yeah, we did Buffalo. Yep.
Jen and I got UND credentialed for last year. Where was last year? Chicago. Fuck. Holy shit. And yeah, we're UND this year, and we're going to have a videographer.
Ooh.
So there we go.
Next year's in Vancouver, and I can't make any promises, but I'm certainly looking to see if I can, you know, save up some shekels for that one. Provided the government of Canada cooperates, bastards.
Good luck.
Anyway, another story.
So 2014 was the last time the Face-Off, that was also the big stand invitation, I do believe, was that year.
Mm.
Which
I still have the glass for, even though I wasn't able to go. I still use that beer glass. It's fantastic.
So since it's draft time, since we're talking about Face-Off Hockey Show, since we're talking about togetherness, first round of the 2014 NHL entry draft in the Ha Ha Fuck You.
Oh, no.
Only picks 1 through 30. Remember, this was a pre-Vegas Golden Knights league.
Oh.
2014.
Wow. Shit.
Please, ladies and gentlemen at home, this is for entertainment purposes only. Please, no gambling.
We're begging you, please, no gambling.
So, first round, 2014, NHL draft.
I took pictures of all of them.
Christ.
Johnny, we will start with you.
I don't even know who the Caps picked. Jacob Vrana.
On the board, Jacob Vrana.
Oh, nice.
13th pick overall from Linköping in the Swedish Elite League. 16 goals, 33.
Yeah. I got there one.
So far in his career, 94 games with your Washington Capital. We go now to...
So we got Vrana.
Vrana on the board.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
I know, right? I should think it's kind of like you bring dumpster shit, unless it's like a generational player like a Connor McDavid or something like that.
I will say this. Every player except for one has played in the NHL in this first round. Not a lot, but they played.
Jacob DeLaRose.
Jacob DeLaRose. Sorry. Not in the first round.
Oh, but he did go in that round.
I don't know if he went in that round. I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay. We're only doing the first round.
Yeah, we're only doing the first round. We'll go to Johnny.
I don't know why that name popped into my head, but I just, what the hell?
Johnny will have some time so I can look it up here when he did go. He went second round in 2013. Lyle, you're a year off.
I'm a year off and one round off, too.
Only a couple picks. He was 34. So.
Shit. That's cool. Dang.
I'm going to go with Shane Gostisbehere.
Shane Gostisbehere. Fuck you. No, sir.
Oh!
No ghost bear on this one.
Darn.
No ghost bear. Okay.
Delisle.
Okay. Let me think of Edmonton here. Edmonton had a lot of high first round picks. Okay, right off the bat, I know it's not Taylor Hall. I know it's not Ryan Nugent Hopkins, and it's not Nail Yakupov. No, Yakupov was 2012.
Sometimes you gotta race.
I don't know who was 2013, 2014. Oh. I'm trying to remember, was Draisaitl 2013 or 2014? Hang on. Is Draisaitl 2013 or 2015? We're doing the 2014. We're doing the 2014 draft.
Live from
right?
Philadelphia.
Yeah. Okay. Live from Philly. Fuck it. I'm gonna say Draisaitl.
On the board with Leon Draisaitl, third overall.
Yes.
From your Prince Albert Raiders.
I was so sure that was 2013. Wow. Dang. Okay.
All right.
Good.
To John.
So he was third overall.
That's true.
Oh, crap.
What about Ivan Provorov?
Ooh, good one.
Sorry, fuck you, but good idea. I liked it.
That was a good one. That was a good pick.
Johnny going Philly defenseman. Johnny going hard on Philly defenseman.
Oh,
I'm like trying to find that one that was in that area.
Okay, I'm trying to think Montreal now. Oh, Jesus. Montreal's had a lot of SOWs.
Yeah. Montreal had a lot.
No, it wasn't Galli, because I know it wasn't the recent departed Galli, because he was 2012.
He died?
Yes.
Oh. Yes. He's dead to me now. He doesn't play for Montreal anymore.
Sounds
okay,
like
20. Okay, I said DeLaRose. Oh, Jesus.
But they keep going to DeLaRose. Just because he wills it that way does not mean it's going to happen.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus, I'm coming up a complete blank. Okay, never mind Montreal. Never mind.
Toronto.
Okay. Let me try Toronto.
And Toronto, ladies and gentlemen.
Freeman OJ.
We must frame him.
Oh, 2000-yard Buffalo Bill. Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Nylander?
I'm gonna need you to be more specific.
William Nylander.
On the board, William Nylander.
You bastard.
Former Team Maryland. He's on the pin for the Pee Wee hockey for some reason. Like, it's,
oh man.
Where did William Nylander go?
There's a whole lot of so whatness, isn't there?
William Nylander went eighth overall.
I don't think that was a very deep draft. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe that's why it doesn't stick in my memory.
Wow, deepest draft ever. 2014. I don't care what anyone says about this year's draft. This 14 draft was the deepest draft ever.
Why can't I remember anybody in it? Holy shit.
Who can, Miles? So, you know, so long ago. These 4 years going by so fast.
This ain't easy.
It's not meant to be. It's not the life that I chose. It's the life that chose me to be the moderator.
Mind you know what my favorite ones are? Is when we're like, oh, we start rattling all these names off and we do great, and then we all hit the wall simultaneously. And we're like, oh, shit.
This is my favorite.
There's still half a roster to go.
This is my favorite for this. Yeah, like the Flyers one.
And it's
we named
pulling them out of our
ass. 30 more to go. What?
Yeah, just like, what? How is that possible?
All right.
Johnny, you're up, bud.
Johnny's up. William Nylander was eighth.
I was trying to buy you time.
William Nylander was eighth.
No, that's not, no offense. This ain't easy,
The biggest part that I remember of this draft is that I started matching with girls on Tinder because they wanted to talk to me during the draft. And I was sending them pictures from behind the scenes.
All right. Nice.
That's it. Good story.
Did they get you anywhere?
Apparently not. I stayed with the group.
It's true. Just and you were in a room with Mark, and you had that referees thing on Saturday morning.
That's true. I did have to go and run the next day.
That's right. You were doing your referee.
Thing. I have pictures for everything. It's such ball.
If it helps you any, there's three players from the U18 team.
Oh.
That makes it so much better somehow.
Troy Terry.
No, sorry. Good idea. Good idea. But nah. Fuck you.
Almighty.
Now to Lyle.
Holy snap.
Where's AJ with his answers here? He'd be perfect.
Yeah,
right
really.
He just came in.
Hey, all right, AJ. 2014 NHL draft. If AJ's got one,
he just dropped it.
Drop it.
He said the only pick that he can remember.
Lyle, do you yield the floor?
I'll yield to AJ while I try to think.
AJ.
He said the only pick that he can remember is Aaron Ekblad.
Number one overall, Aaron Ekblad.
Oh, that's right. Aaron Ekblad.
On the board. That's obviously.
I know, right? Jesus. But like I said, this, you know, God, you think you know that. The guy won Rookie of the Year the next year, and then, but it's just like, God.
Kind of a dull shit draft, Lyle.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
He didn't
Jesus
go,
Christ.
I swear.
No, he didn't.
Guys, I'm tapping. I got nothing. I'm sitting here drawing a complete blank.
Johnny?
Complete
I'm just
going
to start remembering. I'm just going to start saying people I remember got drafted, like Jaden Schwartz and Jack Eichel and Connor McDavid and and Max Domi.
Man. It really isn't a very memorable draft. That's
draft.
Sad.
Austin Matthews.
Nope.
And Jordan Greenway.
I'm sure you're going to rattle off some of the names.
I'm going to rattle off a lot of names because there are.
Wow, yeah. I think we only got between the two of us, what, four?
Four. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven guys with over 200 games experience in the NHL.
Wow.
A lot of guys over 100.
Not very many.
Here we go. Well, for 4 years, that's pretty decent. Maybe. Aaron Ekblad, like was said, first overall. Second pick, Sam Reinhart to Buffalo.
Oh, Sam Reinhardt.
Oh.
Leon Draisaitl.
I got him. Next,
Sam Bennett. Fourth. The
Cowboys. Oh. That was all the big concern about him not being able to do chin-ups. Yes. But doing chin-ups
was now.
of the players who have played in the NHL, he is the one who's played the least. Michael Del Cole for the New York Islanders. At six, Jake Virtanen. There it is. Jake Virtanen. Oh. Number seven, Hayden Fleury. Number eight, we said Nylander. Number nine, Nicholas Ehlers. Nick Ehlers.
Oh!
For Winnipeg.
Nick Ehlers. Nick Ehlers. Sorry.
Ehlers. Number 10, Nick Ritchie. Number 11, Kevin Fala. Number 12, Brendan Perlini. Johnny said Verana. Number 14, Julius Honka, if you're horny. Number 15, Dylan Larkin.
Oh.
Number 16, Sonny Milano. the Philly defenseman Johnny didn't pick, Travis Sanheim.
damn it, he was on the list, but then I ran away from
you were
Philly.
All around him, yeah. Provorov and Ghost Bear, yeah.
Number 18, Alex Tuch. Number 19, Anthony D'Angelo. Number 20, Nick Schmaltz. Number 21, Robbie Fabry. Number 22, Kasperi Kapanen. And the guy who has not played in the NHL yet, number 23, Connor Bleakley. Jarrett McCann went 24. David Pastrnak went 25th.
Oh, Pastrnak with Boston. Wow. I'd have to say, yeah, he's one of the best players that came out of that draft.
I have a feeling I thought he was older.
Right?
Yeah, I thought he went, why was I thinking he went 2015?
Who
that
knows?
That didn't matter.
The pick you were thinking of, Lyle, Nikita Scherbak for your
Montreal. Yeah. Yeah.
The San Jose Sharks took Nikolai Godolbin. At 28, the New York Islanders picked Josh Hosang.
Oh.
At 29, Adrian Kempe for the Los Angeles Kings.
LA Kings, yeah.
And for the number 30 pick, the New York New Jersey Devils picked John Quenneville.
Wow. So you had about three or four pretty good, really good players there. There's a couple of late bloomers in there. Schmaltz, with Chicago. He had a really good breakout performance last year. Oh, by the way, speaking of Schmaltz, real quick, there's talk now that because he settled, you know, the Blackhawks might be comfortable with him as their second left center, which could put Anisimov on the trade block. Just want to bring that up too. It just popped into my head. But anyway,
wait, which Schmaltz is this?
Is it Nick? Is that Nick Schmaltz, or is that the Chicago?
I think it's Jordan Schmaltz is in Chicago. Nick Schmaltz is in.
Is it?
Wait, no, Jordan is Schmaltz. It? Jordan Schmaltz is in St. Louis. Nick Schmaltz is in. They both played at UND,
and
they both.
Nick Schmaltz. And you said Nick Schmaltz, right?
Yeah.
He's the one in Chicago.
I don't know why I said he went to St. Louis. Look, 2014 draft fucked me up. I'm still recovering. Which Schmaltz is it?
Brought to you by Schmaltz Ale.
Schmaltz and
sounds
Schmaltz.
Like a beer company.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there isn't one. Wasn't Schmaltz liquor? Or is that that was Schlitz.
That was Schlitz.
Schlitz.
Yeah. Schlitz. Yeah. Schmaltz and Schmaltz is a law firm.
Ah, the law there firm of Schmaltz, Schmaltz and Schlitz. Yeah.
Taking a high stick, we'll go to court for you. We're boarding certified in the state of Louisiana to practice law for you.
Has life cross-checked you into an unfortunate and unnecessary injury, costing you hundreds and thousands of dollars? Let us work for you.
Don't let the financial repercussions trip you up. Or you'll get a holding the stick pad. This doesn't work. This doesn't work. I'll keep going, but okay.
You will find that we will... You will find you wait for our services.
Don't let your employee close your hand over the puck during a face. So this, Jimmy, this really doesn't work.
Cut.
And sometimes you have to gain the line in order to not ice the puck. Oh, sorry, that's a completely different commercial.
Don't odd no touch icing prices off of you.
That doesn't make sense. That's where I draw the line.
Do you find yourself fighting for fair legal representation? Why do I sound like Gilbert Gottfried? Do you find yourself fighting for fair legal representation?
We'll give you that extra man advantage you need. We got the power play on our side. We'll into the diamond formation, load it up on the right side. Go talk for your rights. I'm Gilbert Gottfried. And my
fine. We will be charging a fair price for our legal representation.
My Iago law firm will get you far right where it sees fit. Right in the jewels.
You have to close your eyes when you're Gottfried because it just
I love how I love how Scotty has
a Gilbert Gottfried off. We're gonna have Yeah.
He's out of a bar for that. It's great.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Don't let life high-stick you into bankruptcy.
Are you unsure of goaltender interference or employees' rights? Come to me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Look at that puck over.
You
We'll get that puck over glass settlement for you.
I can't do the voice.
It's not fun.
I want to make like a challenging offside joke, but I can't because I can't do the voice.
Ever think to yourself, "I'm getting"? How does
this work?
Did the closed circuit TV in your workplace make you want to challenge that call for 15 minutes on a small iPod 7? It's infuriating! And what about that tsunami? Too soon, Gilbert! Too soon. How you lost Geico?
Oh, my. Woo! That escalated quickly. Woo!
Oh,
wow. Well, now we know we can both do a Gilbert Gottfried off if necessary.
Thank God for that.
Yes, thank God for that. Ever since the Andy Rooney off had its day, we've been missing something here. So,
did your other law firms not want to challenge it? Hold on for the timeout on the bench. I'm Gilbert Gottfried. And for the tiny law firm since 2013, we'll throw the challenge flag and hope it works out for us. Our expert legal team up in the booth has decided to go for your rights.
Oh, boy.
Do you feel that the plaintiff of your employer is playing with an illegal curve? We'll measure it for you.
Are your opponents not using pry downs properly when engaging in a scrum that ends up with them getting an extra 2 minutes in the box? Let us do the fight for your tie downs for you.
Don't let your employer settle on an intent to blow call.
Ah, my.
Do you find yourself diving into unnecessary penalties that end up costing your team the game? Let us fight for you!
Sure, it might cost you, but it'll cost them too on the actual action of it, and you're just diving and it's fine.
That's Gottfried and Gottfried, attorneys to the NHL. We will fight and spear for you.
You can't say Freed without Gottfried.
And thank God for that.
Tremendous.
Oh, my.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Well, at least
not even actually summer yet.
Gottfried. Gottfried. We got a new bit. But you got to keep it to hockey references, though. It has to be. Like, we pretty much milked the penalties for good. We're going to have to start, yeah. Are you finding you're being charged for things that you consider offside? Let Gottfried and Gottfried work for you to get a fair settlement.
You feel like you've gotten garbage gold and garbage gold on your settlements? Let Gottfried and Gotti go top channel off that sauce.
Just talks in real college hockey lingo.
Have those silky mitts been torn down? Let the Godfrey law firm get you sick twisted with that Wister. Who wrote me rice this? I went to Disney and they wrote me better as a parent.
Well, it's been real over here producing.
Right, it's here. It's fun. It's been real fun. We'll let you know about Saturday. We will.
Yes, please.
Figure
give me a time
out.
And I will make sure that I will be available. Give me a time and I will clear the dock for you.
Sounds good, buddy.
I will clear my docket for you. Okay, enough.
There we go. Feel like you're sitting on the docket of the bay. Oh, sorry. Anyway. All right, Lau. Enjoy the draft.
All right.
All the best. We'll talk to you on Saturday, sir.
Yes. Ooh. And Johnny, enjoy the golfing, enjoy the party, and enjoy Dallas as much as you can, my friend.
It'll be fucking hot. I'm not going to like it.
Oh, yeah. I expect to see. Hey, you better be wearing a bolo tie when you talk to me on Saturday there, Scotty.
I got
to
fucking find it.
I don't care if you're wearing a t-shirt and shorts. Just make sure you got a bolo
tie. Oh, I'm sure they've got several at the airport. I just fucking pick it up at the airport. Are you kidding me? It's like a lay in Hawaii. They just price it over top of it.
I still have the state coin one if you want me to bring it.
Mine's around somewhere. I just don't know where it's at. I'll find it. Somewhere.
I'm sure it's around here somewhere.
I might have thrown it to the ocean too. Who's to say? All right. It's been real. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Talk to you on Saturday, guys. Take care.
There he goes, Lau Richens. SpectorsHockey.net, at SpectorsHockey on Twitter. Johnny, go ahead and hit us with shout-outs.
I'll give a shout-out to the 2015 draft.
There you go.
Because the 2014 draft sucked balls.
That wasn't great.
I'll give a shout-out to Jacob Ferrata.
Jacob Ferrata.
And, shout-out to going down south for the weekend.
Whoa, hey. It's a family show.
Well, see how those data gaps work.
See if the Tinder, if everything is bigger in Texas. I don't know what that
means. Oh, hello.
I don't know what that means. Anything else, sir?
I think that's it.
I'd like to give a shout out to McCall, my drinking partner in crime. I'd also like to give a diss to staying up for 38 hours because I'm not young anymore. Shout out to Oyo. Ladies and gentlemen, got your boy. There's no championship thing. I think I meant that before. They're overproducing. But your boy got the rest of the stuff he didn't have. How about your Braden Holtby there? Booyah, Braden Holtby. How about your Andre Burke?
He gave me a Braden Holtby.
Hey, how about that? How about Andre Burakovsky, your boy? How about your Evgeny Kuznetsov, your boy? How about your TJ Oshie, your boy? How about your Laws Ellis, Tiger, your boy? How about your Tommy Wilson, your boy. Obviously, best for last. How about Slapshot, your boy? My boy. There you go.
My boy.
There's that. Shout out to New Desk. It's really, I feel like I should be hosting a talk show with how big this desk is. It's quite big. Like Jen can put her computer up here and do broadcasting. Like it's fantastic. Do a two camera set if we ever do a Soderstrom Bubble Live. We're never going to do a Soderstrom Bubble Live. We might do it just for the Patreon people. That'd be something. I wonder if we should do Soderstrom Bubble for Patreon. We still have to do our, I think we have to do a May and June long form. We should do that this weekend. Just bullshit.
All right.
Just you and me just sitting there and just bullshitting about the end of Perry Hall and the end of Broadcast Monsters and all in broadcasting as we know it.
We haven't gotten to the present day yet.
No, we haven't. I think that's the last chapter, right? The Google Hangouts and then into present day.
It's the end of the story.
All right. That's it. That's all. Also, shout out to Jen for getting this table. Jen actually texted me, and then I didn't respond to the text because I was like kind of not paying attention to my phone. And then she texted McCall, and she's like, tell my husband to pick up the phone. She's like, your wife. McCall's like, your wife is on the phone and saying to look at your phone. I'm like, oh, okay. How sweet of her. And then there we go. That's the story of how Scotty got his desk. Hooray. All right, that's it. That's all. For Johnny P, I'm Scotty Watts. Take care of yourself and someone else. It's been Face Off Hockey Show on FaceOffHockeyShow.com. That's not a thing. blogtalkradio.com/FOHS radio. That's the place. Twitter.com/FOHSKY show. Facebook.com/FOHS radio. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk to you Saturday. Keep in check with everything, and we will make sure you don't miss our draft show on Saturday. We'll review, in view, all kinds of fun crap. Who knows? Maybe a Sean Leahy will show up. We'll see what happens. Till then, peace. As you all know, supposed and unloaded in times, and we be fractions of a millisecond away from making pay and making waves. Sun shining around, these are the days. Moving forward, never looking to the back. Started as a scout.